Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
You build a whole football team and you get all set up and you lose four starters.
You know, unlike the Colts, without Andrew Luck, the Cardinals have their starting quarterback. Here's the thing. Carson Palmer didn't look like himself in Detroit. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily and AZCardinals.com. So on Wednesday, day one of practice, usually a veteran's day off, well, Carson Palmer was fully suited up and he went full go in practice. Although according to BA, that had been a long time coming.
If you're wondering why Larry and Carson practices, I set the damn schedule 2 months ago. I'm not answering questions about why they practice. The schedule's been set for 2 months, so put that to bed.
Anytime you lose, I always feel like that, whether you're sore, beat up, or tired, or whatever the case is, just can't wait to play again. And you could sense that today at practice.
By the way, when it comes to resiliency in a quarterback, where does Carson Palmer rank in BA's career?
Number one, by far. I've never been around one during games, and that's what surprised me about the other day. Because he has been so resilient, and I'm sure he had a great practice today, and he can put things behind him and move forward as good as anybody I've ever been around.
Not doubting yourself, not getting down on yourself, and just get up and you come back firing.
Everybody has a bad game. He had a bad game, and get ready for this one.
Right now, not at practice, David Johnson, obviously, who's on IR. The question now becomes, do the X's and O's change?
No, not one iota.
But in terms of touches and tendencies, what about the Cardinals' offense?
Oh, I mean, it changes drastically. Yes, things change when you lose, you know, DJ and you lose, you know, Dave like that. Things change. The offense doesn't change. But obviously, when you take away, you know, the touches that those and the effect that those two guys have on the game, things change.
We definitely got the talent to do it, you know, so we just got to make sure we refocus and be ready to go.
Now, in the running back rotation, the starter is going to be Kerwin Williams. BA says that Andre Ellington will spell him a lot on third downs, and Chris Johnson will get carries.
I don't think it changed. You know, we got guys in the room that can, you know, catch the ball, can run the ball. No, we're going to run the same offense.
Other people might see you a certain way. I don't feel like you can be worried about that. So I think the one thing that's remained constant in my career is that I've always been confident in myself.
All right, and speaking of running backs, we'll wrap it up here on Cards Daily. We'll give the final word to the new guy who's right at home, former ASU star and Scottsdale native, DJ Foster.
The people close to me, you know, definitely are excited, and they know how I am. I keep a small circle, so I'm excited. You know, a lot of family and friends, you know, get to share and, you know, enjoy this moment with them as well. But, you know, I came here to do a job, and I got a job to do, so that's my focus.